AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we have with us on our Newsmaker 2 several guests that are closely associated with the Emporia State Flute Choir. First off, we have Dr. Keith Bergman, plus students Ella Kirk and Elizabeth Schaefer joining us here today.
Dr. Bergman, how are you? Good morning.
I'm great. Good morning to you, too.
Yeah, thanks for joining us here. Ella, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Elizabeth, how are you?
Good. How are you? Good morning.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us here today. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Bergman, here to get us started, because it sounds like you've got big doings here for the flute choir late this summer, basically right before the fall semester gets rolling for you on campus.
Yes, August 1st through 4th, we're hoping to head to San Antonio for the National Flute Association Convention. It's 4 days of master classes, clinics, and performances, and the ESU Flute Choir has been invited to perform a concert there.
How exciting is this as the director of the flute choir to be essentially invited here to a national convention about what you love doing?
It's a big deal. It's very exciting. and the students that I'm saying, back in 2020 when we thought we would get to go to Dallas, and you know, then with COVID and everything, and I was able to take some students in Chicago a couple years ago, and so this is a new group. Everybody from the Chicago group has graduated, and so they're excited to go.
So how did you come to be selected, Kate?
We had to send in an audition recording by last fall, by before November 1st, and then we found out in February that we were invited to perform.
Good deal. Well, Ella, let me ask you, how long you've been part of the flute choir, and what has you excited about the upcoming trip, aside from the fundraising that you got to do?
Yeah, I've been involved in the flute choir my entire experience at ESU. I'm a junior now, so this I'll be going on year three. And, yeah, I'm just really excited to be able to participate in the upcoming events we've got going on, and as well as, of course, this big convention where we'll get to just go to so many master classes, and I'll get to meet so many new flute players and get so many great new experiences.
How about you, Elizabeth? What has you most excited about what's to come here in August?
So I'm really excited to see all the flute players around the world and even from the country and also performing.
Do you have your list, Elizabeth, of what you're planning to perform ready to go? Or is that basically going to be in the works the next 2 to 3 months, is getting that kind of shaved down, sanded down, and ready to go?
Well, we're performing in the flute choir, so we have stuff that we already have been practicing all semester. But also there are some mass flute choirs where people from around the country can join together and we play a big piece. And also there are some master classes where we can play solos and things in front of judges.
Well, I guess we have to ask now about the fundraising to come, or the fundraising that is underway right now. Ella, I guess I'll ask you, what are you guys doing for your fundraising here this summer?
Yeah, so we have several things that we can pass along here, but so one of the things is we are doing a fundraiser at Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, and where if people come in and mention that they're here to support us, the ESU Flute Choir, the 15% of the cost of their meal will be donated to us at no additional cost.
Outstanding. Do you have other?
When is that going on?
Yep, go ahead.
Yes, that is June 19th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. Do you have any other fundraisers coming up, Elizabeth, or is that right now at least the one that you're really gravitating towards and the one that you really want to push out right now?
So our first fundraiser of the summer is coming up at Pute Ranch Sunday, June 2nd from 4 to 7 p.m. And you can come and please come and see us, and all tips will go directly to the ESU Flute Choir.
Outstanding. I have to ask here, ladies, are you planning to play a little bit here to kind of serenade us and add to the tip jar?
Not every Fridays. Oh.
Sorry. Go ahead.
We'll play at the first Fridays at Lyon County History Center at 6 p.m. on Friday, July 5th.
Sounds good.
That'll be our convention performance.
Got it.
Okay.
Dr. Bergman, before we let you go, how proud of you are you of these students that are going to be, you know, headed off to San Antonio, and what has you excited about this trip coming down?
They have worked so hard. They're very dedicated. I mean, as music majors, Elizabeth is also a double major in accounting. I mean, they carry a big class load, and they still do their performing on top of that, and they just practice a lot and are always listening and always striving to improve, and it's just fun to be a part of that.
Well, ladies, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck. Dr. Bergman, thanks for putting this on our radar so we can go ahead and get this out to the community. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Ella, thanks so much for joining us here today. Best of luck with the fundraisers and down in San Antonio.
Thank you.
And Elizabeth, best of luck to you, and hope to see you over at these fundraisers, and hope that you have a good time in San Antonio this fall.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, nice to have Dr. Kate Bergman, Emporia State University, Ella Kirk, and also student Elizabeth Schaefer with us on our Newsmaker 2, Chuck.
All right. Want to let you know that we're busy tomorrow. We always seem to be busy now on the morning show with interviews.